RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We have awesome opportunity, said Mike Tomlin today. Good question by Brooke when he tried to lay it on thick with the welcome to AFC North Championship Week, baby. Like they had just played their way into something.
Oh, no, that's exactly right.
You played your way out of it. This should be a bye week, and we should be asking you who's going to play and who's going to sit. So he's trying to put lipstick on that pig. The awesome opportunity part in the trying to find silver linings in this game, I think are interesting. Because I've seen some Steelers fans, and I wonder how many of you out there agree with this. This whole rationalization for losing the Browns game and having this game on Sunday now that's an all-or-nothing, win-or-go-home game, an actual must-win game. And the thing I've seen some Steelers fans do to cope with this dilemma or situation is to say the following. You know, if you would have told me back in August, before the Steelers season started, that we would be hosting a home playoff game against the Ravens with the division on the line, with a chance to win the AFC North and not just get a wild card spot, I would have signed in blood for that. And that is, I think, the feeling that some Steelers fans have tried to use to get over the Browns loss from Sunday. Does that pass the Mulsey smell test?
No, I believe that is what the kids of today call, it's a four-letter word, cope. That is cope. Because how you arrive at a destination matters, not just the fact that you're at that destination.
Well, do you disagree with the first with the statement itself though? Like would you have taken this before the season started?
Just in a vacuum, I guess.
You would have.
But it's a season where Burrow missed a ton of time. Jackson missed a lot of time. Like,
so you think the context is important?
Yeah, and you had an opportunity to really seize this thing, I think, by playing a little better,
yeah,
especially in the mid portion, and they didn't. And then you had an opportunity, even with all that, on like maybe an unexpected little run that you got on. You won a Detroit game that most people had chalked up as an automatic loss. And that, by virtue of that, you had a chance to truly, even as the worst record of the AFC playoff teams to be, give yourself a bye week when only one other team is formally getting one, and you blew it. And you did it in like awful, awful fashion. And so, again, destination matters. Journey to and how it unfolded also matters. And that is why I have a very hard time just sidling up and going, oh, yeah, yeah, if you had offered me this, I'd have signed in blood. And maybe if the team was projected to go 4-13, had the worst roster in the NFL, and they somehow dragged themselves to this, or Rodgers had gotten hurt and Rudolph had steadied the ship all the way through.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but how about as a rebuttal or a retort to that, how about the, well, we had to play without Metcalf, we had to play without Austin, we had to play without Washington for three quarters of that game, we had to play without Seumalo.
Well, the first one's the biggest one probably because of how bad their passing game was, and why was he not there, DK Metcalf?
Because he acted like an idiot.
Yeah, he lost his temper and tried to like grab and physically briefly harm a fan. So again, self-inflicted wounds. And also injuries happen in football. I just talked about why the other two teams that were supposed to be probably the big contenders in the division, I think were the two betting favorites going in, 1 and 2, Ravens and Bengals, why they were out of it, or in the Bengals case out of it, the Ravens case on life support. It was because their most important player on each of those two teams got hurt. I'm sorry, like, Calvin Austin getting hurt, Darnell Washington getting hurt, a veteran left guard getting hurt is not the same.
Well, the Steelers' best player, though, in theory, hasn't played for a month now.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Steelers don't... Aaron Rodgers is not Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson.
And why has he not played for a month? Because somebody punctured his lung during a treatment.
Yes.
This is, like, the way you're saying it, and I know you're bringing it up to try to just continue to bring up other points, it's been the most Keystone Cops, like, Las Vegas Raiders or Cleveland Browns type season other than the record that you could possibly dream up. Think about it. Just, I use those two teams as a very specific example because we laugh at the Browns because they're 140 miles northwest of here, and we laugh at the Raiders because they have the Prince Valiant haircut owner that's always like, and he's always a clown show.
But if these two incidents happened to them, we'd say
we'd be howling
Browns.
With laughter. Yes, or classic Raiders.
The Browns is the Browns.
Hey, the Raiders were going to make the playoffs, but then their best receiver decided to try to assault a fan because he got mad about stuff the fan was saying. Oh, the Browns were actually looking good, but one of their people punctured Myles Garrett's lung during a dry needling treatment. We would be literally excoriating them for what a joke they are. And these things actually happened here. So I can't let the Steelers like off the hook and say, well, I'd have signed in blood for this. If the Penguins going into this year, who are still like pretty high up in the regulation points one, if they end up getting on a little roll, like apparently everyone's allowed to in the NHL this year, like a random winning streak again, and they make the playoffs after they were looking like one of the three or four worst teams in the league on paper coming into the season, uh-huh. Like Gentile told me he thought they were that, about bottom five or so.
Yep.
Then I think you would say, like, yeah, they made the playoffs. Holy crap, Gavin McKenna doesn't maybe quite look like as much of a dude. Yeah, I'd have signed him blood for that, knowing all that now. Like, yeah, because now you're in that tournament. Who knows what the hell happens? Another year of
but
Crosby
if they
in the playoffs?
Looked like
not
a,
with this team,
but if
though.
They if they were a lock to make the playoffs and then had a horrible April and needed to win the last game of the season to get in the playoffs, you're telling me you wouldn't say, or you would say, well, if you told me back in October the Penguins would have one game at home to make the playoffs, I would have signed in blood for that. Even if they lost
think,
like 9 of 10 down the
yeah,
stretch.
I just think that I would not be in the mode to like view things through that lens. Would you? If it went from playoffs are a fait accompli, they're going to make it because they were so good for 70 games.
Yeah.
To they have literally frittered this whole thing away in 3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
I just, could you as a sports fan look at that and say that? If it's somebody said that to you with a straight face, wouldn't you be like, come on, man, get real?
I don't think it's one size fits all. I think with the Penguins, I probably would still say, you know what? The last 2 weeks or 3 weeks of the season have sucked, but win this game and all's forgiven and you've had a good year. The thing that keeps me from getting on board with the, who wouldn't have signed up for this AFC North Championship game when the season started? Like, keep that in proper context, Steelers fans. Like, don't lose sight of that. Like, be hyped, be excited for this game. Who cares that we lost to Cleveland? Let's move on. We've got this gigantic game now that we should be happy about and excited about. The thing that keeps me from getting there is we just did this last year. They lost four games at the end of the regular season, and we had Steelers fans telling us, hey, It's actually not a bad thing that they drew the Ravens in the playoffs. They know how to beat Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, how'd that
Forget
go?
About the last four games. If you would have told me that they had a playoff game against the guy they always beat, I would have signed in blood for that.
Yeah.
And then they lost 28-14, and the game was actually much, much uglier than the final score indicated.
Yep.
So because that just happened, I have a hard time playing the game of, yeah, it's just about the fact that you're here and, you know, like, ignore what have you done for me lately and just focus on the full 17 weeks that led up to this point. And you absolutely would have taken this back in September when the season started.
Yeah, I hate that way of looking at it. You said it very well. The way Mike framed it was we won that game last week to get to this point. If we hadn't won a game last week, we wouldn't be in this. It would be a meaningless game. No,
welcome
no, no, no.
To AFC North Championship Week, as I like to refer to it.
Like if he had won as like a 10-point underdog against a really good team last week, right?
Yeah.
Like he had gone, I don't know, pick a team, right? They're playing the Bills in that game, and he hosts them, and they actually win. Okay, like if you find out they've got to win that game for this game to matter at all, I would feel a little different because they'd be riding high, having been like victorious over a playoff team. You lost to a team that was at least partially trying to lose, Mike.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.